Now, they're talking about mixing up their running back rotation with Christine Michael in there, who's a bigger, stronger back than Randall. Does that change the dynamic for you guys, is what you're looking at running-wise?
You know, whoever they have back there, we know we got to tackle well, and they got a stable of backs that are all capable and really good backs, in our opinion. And we know we have to do our job and make sure we're setting the edge and doing things to slow their run game down.
All right, now, as far as you're concerned, what are you most curious about getting back on the field again after a couple of weeks?
I just want to be out there with my teammates. I can't wait to you know, strap it up again and go to war with my guys.
You feeling good?
Yes, sir.
Last time we saw you healthy on the field, you were chasing a tight end the whole round. obviously, Dallas comes in with Witten. I'm just curious for your take. I mean, if you get that call, what kind of challenge does he present?
He's a savvy vet. You know, you could have him covered, and he does certain things and has things within his game to get open anyway. So, you know, he's a threat, obviously, in the pass game, and we have some things to try to slow him down.
We're talking pressure with you guys all year as far as the pass rush, with both you and Ayers being listed as probable. I mean, obviously, it adds to the confidence, but you guys think you can try to make some things happen up front this week? How important is that to do?
I think that's a point of emphasis just for our own pride. You know, we didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback the last time we played him, and we want to change that this time around. So, you know, that's definitely something we want to improve on, and it starts with our front four. You know, they're going to get opportunities, and I think they're up to the task.
How much of it is a mental thing against their offensive line when you know the numbers and you know they're not going to give up many opportunities to get in there? Is it one of those things where if you do get pressure, you got to take advantage of it?
Oh, yeah. I've always been taught, you know, it takes four to get a sack, and or at least four. You know, we could be blitzing more than that. But and, you know, we got to work together and on the back end, get some good coverage and allow those guys to go hunt.
Sorry. How much does that last time you guys faced them kind of still stick with you guys, if at all?
Oh, it's definitely something you think about and things, but you got to move on, and we want to win this game for, you know, opportunity to just get up in the division, and it's a divisional opponent, and we want to we think we're in the game last time around, and we want to just make sure we play four quarters and do our thing.
And then you guys discuss that as like a motivational thing for you guys of how it ended?
I think it's definitely in the back of our minds on just the idea of, you know, we got to finish this game and we got to really go out and play four full quarters, and we can't let up. You know, they're gonna come knowing our personnel and what we have, and we know them, and it's a great divisional game.